This is the Kraft Music Hall, starring Al Jolson with Oscar Levant, Lou Bring and his orchestra and chorus, and our guest, Humphrey Bogart.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come along. Folks, you ain't heard nothing yet. This is Al Jolson in the Old Kraft Music Hall. I guess you all read in the papers the other day that Howard Hughes got his big flying boat up in the air. Of course, he had a little trouble getting it off the water. They found Senator Brewster underneath in a swimming suit trying to hold it down. But nobody better try and hold me down, because I'm going to take off for the Golden Gate. Come on, Lou Bring, let's have it.
You are talking of a heaven when you talk of the West. As a sample of a heaven, California's best. I'm getting tired of the ice and snow. My weary brain is crying westward ho. Train pulls out at 11 for that rose-covered nest. Golden Gate, I'm coming to you. Golden Gate, sing hallelujah. I live in the sun, loving the moon, where every month is June. A little sun-kissed blonde is coming my way, just beyond the Lincoln Highway. Going strong now, won't be long now. Open up that Golden Gate. Mountains and mountains, rivers and fountains, rocks that are aged and worn. Acre after acre of the richest soil, 100 million billion trillion barrels of oil. Mountain and prairie, cattle and dairy, under a heaven of blue. And right at the tail, the end of the trail, thousands of boats sailing through. Golden Gate, I'm coming to you. Golden Gate, sing hallelujah. Going strong now, won't be long now. Open up that Golden Gate. I'm coming to you, Golden Gate.
Oscar, yeah. You shouldn't look so depressed after I sing a song like that.
I can't help it, Al. I'm very downhearted.
Why?
I just found out I wasn't included in the list of the 10 best-dressed men.
But, Oscar! Oscar, wait a minute. What reason could they have for leaving you off the list of the well-dressed men?
Because I'm a slob.
Yeah, I know, but besides that, look.
Probably because I don't like the new men's fashions. They want us to wear trousers 2 inches shorter.
I wear mine that way. Of course. I got pretty ankles.
My tailor already made my trousers 2 inches shorter. I don't know how to overcome it.
Oh, that's easy, Oscar. Just get elevator shoes, and you'll push your father up in your pants.
Funny, I didn't think of that.
I wish I hadn't.
I had an idea for elevator shoes for tall women who go with short men. They're built-in holes in the ground. It's your turn, Oscar.
I know. Look. Oscar, don't mention women's fashion to me. If they're going around with that new look, they ain't going to get the old look from me, you know that.
What other kind of look can you give? That takes care of... I think all this stuff about fashions is ridiculous. They want a man to have 10 suits.
How many suits have you, Oscar, as if I didn't know?
Well, I have one. But it's really not just a suit.
No?
When I take off the necktie, it becomes pajamas.
I wonder why your pants had footsies in them. Look, Oscar, let's forget about fashion. You do need clothes. You know, playing the piano is wearing out the seat of your pants.
What are you talking about? Singing is wearing out the knees of your pants.
Now, wait a minute.
Oscar, the day is past when I sing on my knees.
What's the matter? Can't you get down there anymore?
I can get down there, all right. The trouble comes when I try to get back up.
This fashion thing can go too far. Next thing, they'll be shortening the keyboard on my piano. Tchaikovsky's Fifth will be down to a pint.
I'd like to make a request tonight. Would you do me a favor and play a little Gershwin music?
Al, I'm very happy to have you make such a request. And I'm doubly happy when it's Gershwin. This is his second prelude.
November, come the longer evenings when folks drop in to play bridge or stop for a snack after the movies. So get the refrigerator stocked with Kraft's famous cheese food, Velveeta, to spread or slice for swell toasted sandwiches. Velveeta's a natural for late evening snacks, you know, because it's digestible as milk itself. These days, you really ought to be buying rich golden Velveeta in the 2-pound size, so you'll have plenty for snacks and also to melt for economical meatless main dishes. Remember, smooth-melting Velveeta helps supply the protein you expect from a main dish, but the price is low. Tomorrow, get Kraft's famous Velveeta.
To the tables down at Mari's, to the place where Louis dwells.
Oscar, look. Wait a minute. The Wimpenpoop song has just come back. Don't send it away again, will you, please?
But I like the tables down at Mari's.
Yeah? Why?
I often go in there and talk things over with a glass of beer.
Well, why talk things over with a glass of beer?
Two heads are better than one.
Well, Oscar, look. I like those old songs. How about playing something new?
Okay.
That's new.
Al, that was Rachmaninoff's prelude.
I don't know why I didn't know that. I'm well acquainted with the old masters.
Personally, no doubt.
Well, I only knew Max Beethoven and Hugo Carmichael.
Al, here's one you ought to know. Here's one you ought to know, Al. You wrote it.
All my love, if for you alone. It will still keep growing when most other loves have flown. And all my love is forever new. It was just created, my dear, to be shared with you. As the years go by, they can only bring just the endless joy of remembering. And our dreams and hopes that were so ideal will all fade as we make them real. I promise this by the stars above, dear, that I'll spend all my life giving you all my love. By the stars above, dear, that I'll spend all my life giving you all my
Bravo, bravo. Gee, Al, I like those melancholy songs. They cheer me up.
Oscar, I don't know why you should be such a sad fellow.
Well, you should be
sad. After all, you're young, and I can see why you're sad.
You don't have to tell me why I'm sad. It's because I'm too tense. I'm all tied up in knots. People don't like to come over and spend the whole evening untying me.
Oscar, look. Untie one hand and noodle something, will you?
Look for the silver lining whenever the clouds appear in the sky.
Oscar, wait a minute.
Yeah?
That's enough to look for the silver lining. Maybe next week we'll be able to find it. Who knows?
Say, Al, there's a song I've been wanting you to sing all season. I remember Irving Berlin wrote it especially for you. And it is you, Al.
Let me sing a funny song.
You're right, Oscar. He wrote that for me.
What care I who makes the laws of the nation? Let those who will take care of its rights and wrongs. What care I who cares for the world's affairs, as long as I can sing its popular songs. Let me sing a funny song with crazy words that roll along. And if my song can start you laughing, I'm happy. So happy. Let me sing a sad refrain of broken hearts that loved in vain. And if my song can start your crying, I'm happy. Let me croon a low down blue to lift you out of your seat. If my song and reach your shoes and start you tapping your feet, I'm happy. Let me sing of Dixie's charm, of cotton fields and Mammy's arms. And if my song can make your homesick, I'm happy.